Look who's here.
Hello, young radio talking people.
David Alan Greer.
I just am fresh from the VMAs.
How are you?
They certainly know how to party, don't they? Man alive.
What was the best part for you?
I don't know. I didn't watch. Oh, but the point is, I tried to watch. I didn't really go. I lied. I wasn't really there.
But your heart was.
I was performing.
Oh!
Cobbs. Two shows a night. Two shows tomorrow. One show Sunday. I did. I started watching. I'm turned away from you. I know you're trying to...
It's all right. It's okay. This is radio. You don't have to look at me.
Technology! I was trying to watch, but I couldn't.
Microphone's not working.
I had
here.
To perform, and...
Well, maybe you could have just had
it. He's being attacked by
the microphone.
He's got
a runaway microphone.
This is crazy.
A runaway microphone. Yeah,
let's talk. You know, what just happened in the studio was nuts. It was bananas. The mic was going everywhere crazy. Then it hit me.
Yeah, but so I heard that Calhoun Tubbs was going to open the thing.
I tried, but Calhoun was hit by a car. You know, he drinks a lot. Drank a lot.
You know, that's funny. Our news guy was hit by a car, and he drinks a lot.
Sounds like Calhoun parties with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Calhoun. I remember, like, the defining moment. I was on stage, and I just go, and I go, and it was like, Calhoun has died.
Oh, no.
I couldn't hit the high note anymore.
No.
I couldn't hit the high note anymore. And I stopped doing him on stage because I used to have to carry this guitar.
Right.
And I was like, okay, we'll retire him now. So now I'm just like lean, mean, chocolatey brown machine. I do like Bill Cosby. I sit in a chair, and you know, like Cher's old now, so she has these really hot young chicks model her dresses.
Right.
So she goes, you know, half breed, and they like, you know, model the thing. That's kind of what I'm pushing for.
Cool.
So it's gonna be me in a chair with just like slides.
Are you aware of the Wayans brothers? They've got a studio on the East Bay right over here.
Yes. Now, did they build it? I heard they were in the process of talking to the state authorities.
Yeah, they're trying to. There's a lot of red tape because it used to be. Yes, yeah,
well, you know, when we were going to do our thing, they said, you know, boom.
Exactly. I know.
But I know that they're in the process of or trying to do this whole studio thing. I just want to get a movie. I don't have to buy a studio. you know what I mean? I'm just like, you know, hook me up, put me in, coach.
Now, the last time you were here, though, you were doing some live theater.
I'm doing it right now. I was doing Mambo Kings.
That's right. That's
which failed miserably.
Well, that's because it was here. Every time a show opens here, it fails miserably elsewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had bad luck with Lennon, with Lestat.
Keep going.
What was the other one?
We were
the curse.
Girl. You were a theater girl.
La Boheme.
When's the last? What's the last musical you went to see?
He's more theater than me.
No, not said.
Yeah, you're right. Couldn't
you're like, the kids dancing. They're singing up there.
They were singing.
It was the
Jewish thing.
Fiddler on the roof.
Fiddler. Or Mel Gibson on the roof. I don't know.
Wow. Maybe that'd be a good comeback for him.
He should. He should play Tevye. He's got the beard.
He could do it.
Come on. Is he the only guy who got loaded? With a bottle of tequila under... Come on, we've all done that. Lectured about the evil of the Jews. S-faced and Malibu.
I know this, sir! Sugar boobs, where you looking?
David Alan Greer is with us. We got to do some business here.
We'll be
right back with more here.
Right.
Cammy and Dean here. Our special in-studio guest is David Alan Greer. He's at
Cobbs
all weekend.
Well, it's classic hits, and I like to use a classic FM voice. Hey, thanks, sir. Thanks. You know what I'd like to hear? Dark Side of the Sun, man. is it Dark Side of the Sun, Dark Side of the Moon?
Either one will work for
either
us.
One.
We don't play either.
Hey, let's do that. Oh, you don't?
No.
Hey, let's play some Lionel Richie.
There you go.
Lionel Richie, that's an edgy act, man. You know, hey, you're three times a lady. You know what I mean?
Would you please tell the story about when you met Shirley MacLaine on the set of Monster?
It was on Bewitched.
That was Bewitched, yeah.
So we did. We had our big read-through and stuff, and they asked me to come, and I was like, I will not. Well, Shirley MacLaine's going to be there, Will Ferrell. At what time? So we get there, and I read my thing, and Shirley's there with her dog. She comes in late. The dog... So we finally finish, and we're over by the coffee, and she says, you know, it was wonderful, wonderful reading, David. Yes, wonderful reading. It's very amusing. You're very amusing. Have you... Have you done this before? And I said, well, I've done a little bit of something. Said, well, you've really got something. You have got something. I will see you tomorrow. And also, she had no idea. No idea. No idea. She thought I was Sammy Davis Jr. She was like, I was like, I loved Shirley MacLaine, though. I loved her because she was like so crazy. They had this big, huge dress. And every time, they, you know, she was playing
Endora.
So they would say, and cut! Shirley would come around the corner and she'd be in like shorts and flip-flops.
How did she get out so quickly?
Right. And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
She truly is magical.
And, yeah, but the costumers told me what it was is she would say, cut! And they wanted her to stay in her costume. She'd say, oh, drop dead! She would just pull her dress up and go, I'm going to my trailer. And I was like, oh, she was great.
Now,
she
David L. Greer, you, of course, did Living Color.
What is it?
I wanted to
Why
ask
do you find me so fascinating?
I want your opinion on, there's all these new shows about like comedy shows that are coming out. Okay, like there was it 30 Rock, is that the one where there's supposed to be like Saturday Night Live type of thing?
Okay, so there's 30 Rock, which is Aaron Sorkin.
Right, and is there a second one called something else, Studio
there
something
is
or other?
30 Rock, and then there's Studio 60, I
something
believe.
Something like that.
Okay, here's my prediction. Aaron Sorkin writes with a heavy hand. If you notice, every word that every character says in his show is important. You can't say, I've got to talk to you. What do you want? I need to tell you, I have to borrow a pencil. I don't have a pencil. Can you wait? No, I can't. That's not funny.
Yeah.
Okay? So I predict that 30 Rock, which is his show, not good.
Mm.
Studio 60 with Tracy Morgan.
And Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. That's the one I want to be on. That's the one I want to be on. I do want to do a guest
spot. Aaron, work on that. Get
yeah,
him
get,
on.
Well, I'm going to pitch this publicly.
I want to play Tracy's cousin.
Oh, he'd love that.
Cousin D-Ray. You know that dude always shows up. Hey, man, what you got for me? I saw you doing your showbiz thing, man. Put me down. Let me do something, dog. Come on now. Come on. Hook me up.
David Alan Greer is at Cobb's all weekend long. I wish we had more time.
We do. Hit me with another show. Let me do one more show review. Quick. All right.
You're welcome back anytime, my friend.
Oh, wow.
But thank you so much.
Wow. Okay. Let me get my meds. You guys, it's always fun. It's always fun seeing you.
You got it.
Cobb's all weekend.
You got
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
At 99.7 KFRC.